Data released from the State Department of Revenue shows Alaska's oil tax climate is more competitive than it's been represented to be by proponents of industry tax breaks. Fairbanks State Senator Joe Pascavan, a Democrat, presented information on the Senate floor yesterday that factors in the value of state tax credits to oil companies. Pascavan, who co-chairs the Senate Resources Committee, says the industry significantly benefits from the credits.
The amount that has been invested by the state of Alaska through its credits on a yearly basis ranges between about $650 million and $880 million per year. And, that is, again, a tremendous amount of money that Alaska is investing in making sure that we maintain a healthy oil industry.
Pascavan says the credits, which include deductions against an oil company's tax liability and cash payments to incentivize specific exploration and development, reduce the effective overall tax burden.
If you look at the estimated tax after even the refunded credits under FY12 at 31%, it reduces it down to about 23% as an effective tax rate.
Pascavan says the tax rate on gross revenue is 12 to 18% when oil is between $75 to $95 per barrel, not the 70-plus percent rates purported by supporters of tax breaks. He says he's requested additional data to help understand the tax picture above $95 a barrel and below $75 per barrel. He says the latest information shows the complexity of the taxation and the need to better understand the math before making any changes to the system.